You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Friday edition. It seems that Congress can't seem to get together on funding the border barrier or Trump's wall, whatever you want to call it. I don't think the name is important. It's the purpose of it is to stop the invasion into this country every single day for the last, going on 33 years. You've had illegal aliens from Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, and the numbers go up and down, but if you add them up, the estimates range anywhere from 30 million to 60 million. I don't know what the number is, and the only one that I really think has an interest in this and has the money to really come up with a number is the federal government, but they're not talking. And don't believe the U.S. Census Bureau. That's the one thing I will say. You need to talk to the people on the border. And people have been talking to the people on the border, the U.S. Border Patrol and others, for many, many years. And they always say that, depends who you talk to, but the people doing the arresting, the detaining, is the apprehension is the statistical category, how many people they apprehend. And the key thing they say is for every one we apprehend, a minimum of two or three get away, which means they get away, they're in the United States. Doesn't mean they all stay here. Many of them cross the U.S.-Mexico border many times. Many times they're going home to visit their family and then they come back again. But many more stay here. Now, if the American people knew, and I mean most of the American people don't have any idea how many illegal aliens have crossed the U.S.-Mexican border, especially if you don't live near the border or in one of the 12 states where there's a high concentration of illegals. I could understand if you're in a town, city that doesn't have many illegals, it's not an issue with you. But in Dallas, for example, and that's where I am, it became noticeable, a good 20 years ago. And it hasn't let up since. If anything, it's gotten a lot worse. And the problem is you have cities, counties, and states that advertise, make clear they're sanctuary cities, sanctuary counties, sanctuary states. In other words, they're encouraging illegal aliens to come to the country. Now, the only reason I have been focused on this is who does it hurt? Because I'd be the first one to say is the majority of the people that are coming to this country illegally want to stay here. I've seen estimates in the past that they're anywhere from 100 million to 200 million, or probably today much higher. People in the world, if they could get into the United States, legally or illegally, want to come to the United States and they want to stay here and they want to work here. And most of the illegals that come here, and I would say way over 90%, they come here to work. But what does that mean? They're competing directly with American workers, American citizens. No other country in the world is as generous as the United States in terms of just legal immigration. And again, I'm always surprised when I ask people, how many legal immigrants come to the country? Most will say 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. Well, it's a million. Now, more people are saying a million because it's been in the news more. But a million point one every single year since, I believe, 1992, right around there, 1992. So this has been going on many years. Now, as the American people have been demanding, well, we want millions every year. No, they haven't been. And I favor legal immigration. Don't get me wrong, but I think the number should be somewhere between 200 and 500,000 maximum. And when you have very high unemployment rates, it should be closer to 200,000. And when you have very low unemployment rates, and I mean under 3%, not 4%, then maybe I can see a case for 500,000. Now, remember, I'm talking legal. The American people support legal immigration. There's no doubt about it. I support it. There are very, very few people that say it should be zero. There are some, though, mainly because they feel that the illegal alien invasion has swamped the numbers, and I think it has, for many, many years. So to get some type of control, because you need to assimilate these people, and it takes time, that a cutback in legal together with a total stoppage of the invasion. Now, I don't think you're ever going to be 100% effective. But when we talk the illegal invasion, you have two aspects to it. You have the people that are already here illegally, and that's anywhere from 30 million to 60 million. I don't know what the number is. If you ask me, though, 40 million is probably right. Could be higher, could be lower. I don't know. But the politicians don't want you to have a clue as to the numbers here that are in that tens of millions. It's not 1 or 2 million. It's certainly not 10 million or 11 million. That's the number you repeatedly hear. And I'm giving you this history again for a reason. I always say, ask the question, who benefits? Who profits from this? Now, in terms of just the illegal alien invasion, who profits? It's very clear. The employers of these illegals, because they usually get the illegals for below market rates. Now, they're not supposed to hire them. Let me make clear, any employer, business, doesn't matter if the employer is using a subcontractor, or there are ways around the law to minimize your exposure. One is to hire an agency that will supply you the labor and have them be responsible for making sure that these are immigrants that have their papers, if you will. Well, one of the first things the illegals do when they come here is they purchase fraudulent documents. Social Security cards, driver's license, birth certificates, depends how much money you want. It's largely done so that the employer, whoever it is, has something that they can put in a file. They'll make a copy of it. And they'll say, well, he gave me a Social Security card, he gave me his driver's license, and they never really check it. That's why E-Verify is very, very important, because we have databases that first will tell you whether or not the Social Security card is legitimate, whose name it's on. I'm tempted to say something, but it's going to be an aside here. I've been trying for three or four days, repeatedly calling the Social Security Administration to do one thing, change address. I should have done this 6 years ago, but now I've switched apartments, and I can't get through. I get through, but they give me a long, you should just try it to be educated. And I finally said to myself, why can't they just take a message? You know, they asked me, well, why are you calling? Change of address. Well, if you're calling on a change of address, and they'll ask you, what's your Social Security number? And they give you a long speech about, we can ask you that and all that, but be on the lookout. There's some people that are scams out there. Well, I appreciate all that, but the 20 times or more, I've given up counting. I could have said, this is my Social Security number, this is my name, here's my new address, please notify me when you've changed it. Now, they could call me up at their leisure. That's not what they do. First, I got, the waiting line is so long, we can't answer it, goodbye. The second was, well, the waiting line is over an hour, but you can hang on. Or we can have you call you back. They never called me back. It's just total frustration. And that's a simple change of address. Whoever designed this system is a moron. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can't take a message? I can tell you in less than 60 seconds my name, my Social Security number, and my current address. And this is just information, so the Social Security Administration knows my current address. Now, they are sending the checks out to the right bank. I got that squared away. I think I'm going to resort to just send them a letter. But that's what you do, that's what you're dealing with, bureaucracies. Now, I gave that because what are we talking about when we're talking the illegal alien situation? You're talking tens of millions of people. Many, not all, but many of them have fraudulent numbers. And how can an employer in any way verify that number? You know, given the situation I just gave you with trying to change the address. You know, I have had a valid Social Security number for years. I don't want to say how many years, decades. I still have my original Social Security card in my wallet where I've kept it. That's how ridiculous the government is. And now, would you, you know, I said, well, E-Verify sounds very good, but is that really the answer? Well, it's one of many things that need to be done. I contend that if the United States government were serious about this, they would go after the employers. And if you're a flagrant violator, they're doing that. And I have some examples. Go to my companion blog for the show, which is prompopops.wordpress.com. And if you do that, I have some videos. Now, this is a while back, and this outfit supposedly a couple of times they've been raided by ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, and people get caught up that are illegal aliens. They're working here, folks. They're hard workers and they're working here. But who's not working are Americans. You see, and this is where I think the Democrats and the Republicans are making a big mistake. The American people know what's going on, and they're getting rather upset with both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, because the perception is that the Democratic Party is more concerned about the rights of illegal aliens than they are about full employment for American workers. And I think that's a correct premise or assumption. Because who do these people compete with? Not me and you, but primarily unskilled American workers, blacks, Hispanics, whites, usually in their early years of their career, getting started working. That's who they're competing with. And many of these are good-paying jobs in construction, manufacturing, hospitality, cooking jobs, manual labor, maintenance. There's a long list. So that's why you're seeing more and more people leaving both parties. They're just fed up with them. They're tired of being lied to, but we have some competition now. President Trump is trying to make the case, and I think he's making a terrific case, and he did in the State of the Union, that we're not going to stop this until we have a totally secure border. Now, what's motivating Democrats to really betray their own voter base? Oh, they believe if they can get citizenship for every single illegal alien that's here, whether it's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 million, so what? It doesn't have to all be right away. That they'll get at least 2 out of 3, if not 3 out of 4. And I think they're right, if they can give them citizenship. The American people don't support that at all. American people are upset about the continuing invasion of this country day in, day out. And the numbers add up big time. They always start off small. And that happened in the years prior to Ronald Reagan. And remember, we had comprehensive immigration reform under Reagan. And a total of a little over 2.7 million illegal aliens were given citizenship. Now, part of the deal, and this was a bipartisan Democrat and Republican deal, was that the borders would be secured. Well, the borders were not secured. Oh, yes, we've put up a grand total. Listen to this. We have a border of approximately 2,000 miles, and we put up a grand total since Ronald Reagan was president of 350 miles. And most of that, not all of it, a lot of it is in California. It's not in Texas. Texas is over 1,200 miles, and there's some border barrier, like in El Paso, but in other towns along the border, but most of it, it's wide open. So the American people support and want and are demanding a secure border, and the Democrats simply will not fund it. And we're hearing reports that the stumbling block, we have a group of congressmen, senators trying to come up with an acceptable deal, and it's the Democrats are not going to, in my mind, not negotiate in good faith. There are some Democrats that would and want to fund the border barrier, but it's the leadership of the Democratic Party that's against it. They want open borders. So I kept on thinking, well, who benefits from this? Well, you don't have to look very far. It's the drug cartels. And let's listen. I want to play a short clip. It's not very long, but it really, you begin to ask, there's more to this than just immigration. Let's listen to President Trump and listen to the reaction to what he says.
As we speak, large organized caravans are on the march to the United States. We have just heard that Mexican cities, in order to remove the illegal immigrants from their communities, are getting trucks and buses to bring them up to our country in areas where there is little border protection. I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare for this tremendous onslaught. This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America. We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today who followed the rules and respected our laws. Legal immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society in countless ways.
Now, at least this time, the Democrats got up to clap. They're not totally stupid, folks. The overall majority of American people, including me, are for legal immigration. There's very little argument other than what should be the annual number of people that get so-called green card or permanent legal residence. And it's a little over a million. Now, what's interesting, and I think the Democrats have a real problem, and I think they're way underestimating and on the wrong side of this issue. I have watched over many, many years, there's polls after polls on immigration. You have to really look at the questions they ask. But the bottom line, without trying to slant it anyway, is the American people support legal immigration by wide margins, over 80%. The only difference is how many. But what they do not support and want the immigration laws enforced is to stop the illegal aliens, and that is the technical term for people that enter the United States without presenting their papers. And that's where I think the Democrats are missing the boat here, because this is very much a huge majority issue that Donald Trump is on the right side of. And that's why he's president today. The American people have made it very, very clear that they want the illegal alien invasion of this country stopped. And they made it clear to Republicans when President Bush was president, same thing with Barack Obama. And they know that both political parties, Democrats and Republicans, are not listening to them. Now, the Democratic Party has made a cold calculation that if they can get citizenship to all the illegals that are here, that they will then have a lock on Congress, the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They have a problem, though. They have to give citizenship to all the illegals, and the American people oppose that and oppose it. At least 3 out of 4, and I think it's much higher. Again, you have to be careful how the questions are worded and whose poll it is. In my mind, it's common sense. If you're an American worker, oh, you have no problem, although people do have problems competing with Americans, but now they have to compete with, for jobs, and that's what we're talking about, tens of millions of illegal aliens that have come here over the last 33 years, actually longer. The politicians, the political class, especially the leadership of both parties, is not listening to the American people. Who are they listening to? The people that make large campaign contributions, that have an interest in making sure that the borders remain open so they can hire cheap labor. Now, many of the bigger companies want all the illegals here to get citizenship. And some Republicans, while they might talk tough on the illegal alien situation, if they could, they would up that million number to 2 million, 3 million. Now, they're not trying to do that right now because they know that if they did, they would probably lose their seat. They're not totally stupid. Now we have a fight on whether or not we're going to build that border barrier. Well, who benefits? Obviously, the employers of these illegals benefit, but who else benefits? The drug cartels. The drug, it's a sort of a sideline business. It's still profitable, but their main business is drugs, and it's very, very profitable. Even though if they're caught, they could spend many, many years in prison, it hasn't stopped them. And even with the violence settling disputes amongst the cartels, people are lined up to get into that business. And what do they do to get support, both in Mexico in the United States? They bribe public officials, judges, lawyers, congressmen, senators. Oh, yes, they make sure it's very difficult to trace. I'm looking at the end results. I don't want drugs coming flooding into this country, but they are. They are every day. And it's killing Americans. And yes, it's also not only a supply problem, it's a demand problem. You have Americans that want to take these drugs. So if you're for open borders, you're also, in essence, allied with the drug dealers, criminals, as well as the corrupt politicians that take their money and the police. Corruption is not just limited to Mexico. Don't be naive. They're not going to advertise it. They're not going to say, oh, I take a lot of money from the drug dealers. No, it's a cash business. cash in an envelope. You don't think they're politicians, judges, lawyers across the United States that are not on the take? They are. We have a whole political party that is against putting up a border barrier. That could help stop not only the illegal alien invasion, but also the flooding into this country of illegal drugs. And now we see the organized effort. And let me just give you a history. Prior to the last several years, most of the people coming into the country, it wasn't large groups. By large groups, I mean 100 or more people. They're small groups, some on their own, some with help from so-called coyotes that are part of the drug cartel. They always have to get permission. Anything that happens on the border, you better have the permission of the drug cartels and the police. The police are paid off by the cartels. They want their cut. But prior to this, it was primarily Mexican males, young male Mexicans. Not anymore. Now it's largely, not entirely, from Central American countries. And it's families or unaccompanied children, teenagers. Now, not babies, but babies are coming. Their mother and some of the children are coming in large groups. And what do they do? And this is where... Where would you go? How would you do this? Well, you know, if you have a baby or small children, you can't. We have 350 miles of fences that are designed to stop or at least slow down human beings. We have another roughly 300 miles of vehicle, car and truck barriers that are designed to slow down, stop vehicles, but anybody can climb over or under them or around them. So of the 2,000-mile border, only 350 miles is fenced dedicated to stopping humans. So of the grand total of roughly 2,000 miles, only 350 has now fenced to stop human beings. You have roughly maybe 150 miles. It's wilderness area out in the boondocks. It's very rugged, mountainous cliffs that very few, if any, try to use as a way to get into the country. So that's 500 miles total, either fence or natural barriers. You have 1,500 miles. So what they do is they pick a place, not trying to climb the fence, either they pick where you have these vehicle barriers or no barriers, cross over, and then we're talking families here, they turn themselves into the Border Patrol. They do. First time they're, I give up, I'm a refugee, whatever. What does that do? If you're the U.S. Border Patrol, you're tied up handling these people. And we're not talking small groups. We're talking 12,000 plus, broken down into several groups now called caravans. So it's not just a numbers problem. It's how they're, where are they trying to break in? And they have to be processed. And why all this is going on, what do you think the drug cartels are trying to do? Whether they do it through the ports. By ports, I mean ports of entry where trucks, cars, planes, and there's so many of them, you can't stop them. You see, this is not a hard problem to understand, but it requires a lot of resources. And the benefit of a fence, and I prefer two fences with a road in between, because you need a road, the Border Patrol will say this, you need a road to get to the spot on the border where the break-ins are happening. And the purpose of a border barrier is to slow these people down, if not prevent them entirely from getting into the country. And ideally, you would have two fences protecting a road, and you'd have near at least 99% of the people trying to break in would be captured. When will we have this? It's going on 33 years since Reagan, Democrats and Republicans passed, at that point, comprehensive immigration reform, and this problem persists. And the Democrats try to poo-poo this, minimize it. American people are not amused. Their patience is really at its end. And I think the Democratic Party is going to play a big political price for this. I think they're showing their hands what they really stand for. You've had people in the Senate already saying we should do away with Immigration Customs Enforcement, or ICE. They make it very clear they're for open borders. They do not want to give President Trump a nickel or a penny for a wall. So as far as I'm concerned, the Democratic Party has betrayed the American people that have supported them for many, many generations. This disgusts me, quite frankly. I could never vote for him again. At one time I did because my family were Democrats. Not anymore. Now, before you jump to the conclusion I'm a Republican, no, I'm not. Because both of these parties are for big government. They know spending is out of control, but they're not really talking about it. Other than to say, we don't have the money. Excuse me? You waste more money in a year than it would cost to build a, in my mind, you need a 2,000-mile border barrier. I'll be happy if they could at least do another 1,500 miles. President Trump knows that if he's going to get elected in 2020, he has to show to the American people in living color with videos that he's built, in my mind, at least 1,000 miles, if not 1,500. If he does that, I think he's unbeatable. But given the reaction of the American people and the lack of responsible response, especially from the Democratic Party, I don't think any candidate of either party that is truly for open borders, in other words, no barrier and minimum enforcement of the law, I don't think that's going to play well with the people that are directly affected. And that's the American people, especially those that are new to the workforce, young people in particular, because they can see it on work sites, places of employment where there are illegals there. And we see it in raids. What happens is the people that are illegal, they scatter. They hide and scatter, hoping they're not caught. And many of them are not only working here, living here, and have children here. And they're going to the schools, the hospitals, and to the extent they commit crimes, to the jails. And it's been going on now and getting progressively worse for over 30 years. The American people are not very pleased with the lack of response from either party. And because of that, the only one they see that's trying to do anything about it, really, is President Trump. Now, next week, I believe Monday evening, Donald Trump is going to give a speech in El Paso, right on the U.S.-Mexican border. More of a campaign speech, not so much, well, a rally. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people at their rally. And yes, there'll be some protesting it. And probably Tuesday, because it will be in the evening, it'll be the next day before, oh yeah, I'm going to play the speech and see what the reaction is to it. We already know that as a result of giving the State of the Union address, that about 3/4 of the American people approved of his speech address, State of the Union address. That should scare Democrats, not for very long. Presidents almost always get a bump from the State of the Union speech, but the question is, how long does that bump last? Well, Donald Trump is campaigning. The 2020 election has started, and think of the El Paso speech as the first campaign rally of 2020. You see, I was one of the few that thought he would get nominated, and though it would be a very close election, that he probably would win. I didn't think it was that hard because I knew that immigration, both legal and illegal, is not the top issue or the second or third, but the fourth or fifth issue that the American people are concerned about, and mainly because it's very much a jobs issue, and you better believe it is, but it's also a crime issue, a drug issue, and a national security issue, because people have other nations that don't wish as well, one of the ways these operatives, terrorists, spies get into the country is, yes, crossing into the country over the U.S.-Mexican border. I think the overwhelming majority of American people want that border barrier built, and they want that border barrier built as soon as possible. Is it a cure-all? Is there a silver bullet? No. There are many things that you have to do if you truly want to stop the invasion. But I always emphasize, let's say you do that. Let's say President Trump is totally successful, gets reelected, and eventually builds 1,500 miles or even 2,000 miles of a border barrier. I would say that's an excellent start, but what about the tens of millions of illegals that are already here? In my mind, let's say it's the lower number, they're 30 million. At 3 million a year, that's 10 years to process them, deport, and remove them. It's going to take a lot of time and resources, but that's what the American people want. No country can just let anyone break into the country and remain. You got to know what you're dealing with, first with just the size and the scope of the problem. But who are these people? Some are good people, hardworking people, but wait a minute. What about the American people that are unemployed? There's at least 20 million and really close to 30 million of Americans today that are counted by the Department of Labor as not in the labor force. The numbers have bounced around, but over the recent years, total not in the labor force are around 95 million. At least two-thirds of that 95 million are people that are will never come back to the labor force. One, they're retired. Two, they might have disabilities. Some are going to college. Of that 95 million, and I'm going to say the top number in my mind is about 30 million, would come back to the labor force if they could find a good-paying, full-time, permanent job. And they're all ages, from young people to old people. The United States does not have, despite what even President Trump tries to make out and some commentators make out, that we have a shortage of labor. No, we don't have a shortage of labor because we already have probably at least 20 to 30 million illegal aliens that are working here, that shouldn't be working here. So the extent that you truly enforce immigration law, more and more Americans will have jobs. You see, that's why I'm upset. I believe the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have betrayed the American people, American citizens, the American worker that want jobs. And even those that are working are affected because it does lower the pay and the benefits that people working get. So immigration, both legal and illegal, will be one of the top three, four, five issues in the 2020 election. And if the Democrats keep resisting putting up the barrier and keep coming out for open borders and defunding or trying to fundamentally change the police force primarily responsible for these in law enforcement, namely the Immigration Customs Enforcement, I think they're going to be voted out of office. And they should be, because they're not representing their own constituents. And that applies equally to Republicans. Because Republicans have been in power both under Bush and Trump, and they have done nothing to build that barrier. See, President Trump is fighting both parties, plus the bureaucracy, plus big lie media, and the people, the wealthy, the owners of the country that are supporting an open borders policy. And their publications like the Wall Street Journal and organizations like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And the businesses that benefit from this. This, in my mind, is a very dangerous issue. Because as more and more of the facts come out, the American people are going to be incensed. Now, I understand if you have a good-paying job, you're not going to get worked up about this. But do you have a son, a daughter, or grandson, granddaughter that's having difficulty finding a job? A starting job, a summer job, even a part-time job. It's no secret why they're competing with tens of millions of illegal aliens of all ages in many, many industries, many sectors. So why I tend to, in my mind, over-focus on this issue, I don't think so. Because there are linkages between jobs, crime, drugs, and national security. And you really have to be blind not to see them. And I think the Democratic Party has betrayed its own loyal voters that voted them for many, many decades. And I believe the American worker, if they haven't woken up yet, they're waking up now. Will there be some deal or funding for the wall? I'm not optimistic. I think Trump knows that he can declare a national emergency, which I think he will in a week. And he knows how he can reprogram funding, primarily in the Defense Department, Homeland Security, to build the barrier. Because I think he understands that if he does not build what he calls a wall, what others call a fence, and what I call a border barrier, the name is not important. But he has to demonstrate and clearly show to the American people, not just talk about it. I mean live and living color with a helicopter or going over mile after mile after mile of fence. And yes, you got to set priorities. Where's the best place to build it? Obviously, if it's government land, and that's what they probably will do, where it's clearly government land, they're going to build it as much as they can. That doesn't mean that's the best place for it. I'm for a complete, total 2,000-mile barrier, even though I know there's probably 100, 150 miles that you truly don't need it. But don't misinterpret me, because what happens now, and it's happening, they're not going where the fences are, whether it's a human fence and even the barriers, they're going where they can just walk across. And a lot of this territory is desert. It's dangerous, folks. And every day, or every week at least, there are people die in the desert. If you don't provide adequate water and you got to carry it and you don't know where you're going, people die. And I haven't even mentioned the crimes of the drug cartels together with the illegal aliens that are here. You see, I consider all the illegal aliens as criminals. They're breaking the law, folks. The first time it's a misdemeanor, the second time it's a felony. And it's not just being here, it's getting documents so they can work here and working here. And the employer that employs them is breaking the law. And they know they're breaking the law. Because until it's enforced, and the way I would say it, until every day you go home and on television, you're not seeing ICE or the police arresting U.S. citizens that are employing these people, that'll stop it rather quickly. No legitimate business wants to see his own people or himself on TV being arrested with the illegal aliens. And that's the law. I'm not talking new laws. It's on the books. If you're hiring illegals, especially if it's more than one and it's repeat offense, you need to be arrested and have the press there showing you being walked to the police car, the sheriff's car, or the ICE car, or bus. In the case of the illegal aliens, they have buses that they put them in, and people get caught up on this. And the irony is, oh yeah, they're working. They're not raping people. They're not assaulting people. They're working, but it's against the law. And that's the point. The American people believe in the rule of the law, and they believe the rule of law should apply to everybody. There are no special people, although I won't get into it, but there are people in the Democratic Party that believe they're above the law. Nothing new here, but that's another show. So I don't know what, if any, compromise will be reached in Congress in terms of the funding. And they might have another shutdown. Do I really care? Not really. Do the American people care if there's a shutdown? Not really. Because if you think about it, the American people have very little interaction with the government. And even when they do have interaction, it's not necessarily good. Remind you of my experience with calling the Social Security Administration. Oh, yes, and I've tried it online, and there's some issues there. I've come to the conclusion the way to deal it, I'll write a little letter with the information, send it in, and see what happens, if anything. And for those that have Social Security, just try it. Even if you don't, call them up. See if you can get through. I've heard that the recording so much, and this is a simple matter. A change of address they can't handle efficiently. Please. That's the problem with big government. Government today is simply out of control. Spending is out of control. The parties simply are not responsive to the people, and that's why the people are very unhappy with them. And that's both parties, and that's why many of them are leaving both parties. And that's why the Democratic Party is trying to recruit replacements. And the replacements are going to be all the illegals if they can get citizenship to them. That's their goal. You see, if you really want to stop this problem, you got to make it clear to all the people, not in the United States, but in Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, totally around the world, that the United States is serious. And if you don't come here legally, you will never get a job here. That's the way it should be, is it? No. You can go into any major city, town, they're illegals today working. Oh, they'll have some papers that you would think they're U.S. citizens. I'm always suspicious when they can't speak a word of English, but they're working here. I see it in my own apartment complex every day, and that's just one of tens of thousands. Immigration law, as much as the American people are demanding that it be enforced, is simply not being enforced. So Congress is going to do something. I mean, what's interesting, why President Trump's approval ratings have gone up, and I think they will continue to rise. Congress's approval rating is at really going down, 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 and down, but no surprise. So next Friday, I'll probably be talking about Trump's national emergency. Or maybe, let's be optimistic, maybe they'll cut some kind of deal. I'm not optimistic at all, though, that they will. Now, when I was researching these two stories, both the fact that immigrants now are coming in large groups of 100 or more, in some case thousands or more, they're not just young males, as well as what was happening in Congress, I came across a story totally by accident. And at first I fell for it. Well, let's say I fell for it for about 2 minutes. Then I read it and I said, this is fake news. You've heard that, fake news. I call it junk journalism, or it's simply a con. What am I talking about? And here's why. You got to be real careful today. And if you go online, you'll hear, and I did. I tried to research this. I said, okay, I doubt this story. It was a story that Bill Gates was interviewed by Bill O'Reilly, and they were talking about smart drugs that make you smart, a genius. Nootropics is the name of them. So I started to do some research. No, in my mind, you can't take a pill and you're going to be smart. And I'm not recommending them. If anything, I would recommend you stay away from them. Because a lot of these, and this is, and I'll show you my concern, you don't know what's in them. Oh, you can pay a lot of money, but you don't know what's in them. Now, they'll be labeled, and many of them are not sold as a drug. They're dietary supplements. They haven't been tested. And yes, there's some of these drugs have been effective with people that have health problems. But would you risk messing up your brain to take a pill that may or may not work? They're also called cognitive enhancers. Well, apparently a lot of students, not only in the United States, but abroad in Great Britain and other countries, take these things. And I have a number of videos on it, and pro and con. I wouldn't touch them, but I don't drink alcohol, and I don't do drugs. But that's just me. I'm very, let's say, deliberate about what medications, if any, I use. But some people think that they can become a genius by popping a pill. Please have some common sense. Now, I admit, I don't drink caffeine, for example. Many years, I used to drink tea and coffee. And what happens, I was drinking too much tea and too much coffee, and you get a little nervous, shaky, however you want to describe it. So I eventually said, enough is enough. It is an addiction. You shouldn't be taking it. So now I don't drink coffee, tea for the caffeine. But that will wake you up. It's a stimulant. So is nicotine, for that matter. And they both are addictive. Nicotine even more addictive. It's your body, and you should have the choice as to what you're putting in your body. But please, do your homework. That's what I always say. Do your homework. Because many of these drugs, and they are drugs, have not been tested, and you are risking. Now, if you want to take the risk, like I said, it's your life, your body, go ahead. But I warned you, they don't truly know the effects, especially long term. There are no real studies of these. And what you're really being, what's happening is you have companies that are focusing on you because they make good money selling these items. Note, I haven't mentioned, there's a lot of information on my companion blog for this. And remember, I started out this show about the drug cartels. Well, this is a drug that, because people are selling it as supplement, supposedly it's safe, but do you really know what's in it? Do you really know what the effects will be? And unfortunately, it is addictive. You need more and more and more and more of it to get the effect. And there are various types. The buzzword is nootropics. It's been around, ladies and gentlemen, for over 50 years. However, things come in fads, and now, at least for the last 3, 4, 5 years, it's now coming back. Do your homework. Don't think you can take a pill and you're going to ace your college course. No, you're not. If anything, a good night's sleep, proper diet, proper exercise, and yes, study. That's what you need to do. Stop looking for the miracle pill that's going to satisfy all your, let's say, laziness and not doing the right thing. And it's not going to make you a genius. Far from it. But how do you determine whether it's fake or not? Well, think about it. And then what I did, I'd go to YouTube and see if I could find the video. Couldn't find it. Couldn't find anything. I tell you one thing that I immediately became suspicious, and it had a legitimate publication, at least the logo of it. But that is, anyone can steal someone's logo. And that's what I think was going on. But what tipped me was, usually what I do is I will include the entire post on my blog so you can read it. You can't do that. Now, I have a link to it. So I knew it was fake, but there were many, many videos, pro and con, talking about this. And see, that ultimately becomes the problem. Who do you believe? Because people have a bias to believe a confirmatory. You tend to agree with either articles or videos that agree with your opinion. But I knew nothing about them. I was just trying to get a quick fix. Is this for real? Does this make any sense? And I quickly said, no, it doesn't. The only person it makes sense for is the companies that are selling this stuff. And there are a lot of, this is a big business, folks. This is over $1 billion a year. And a lot of this is expensive stuff. It's not cheap. So it's very much buy or beware. And in this case, you better beware because you're playing with your brain. And you can listen to people that some have been hurt by it. Now, some will recommend it. Some will say, well, I tried this, and then I didn't really get the results, so I went to something else, and now I'm on fill in the blank. You're experimenting. You're trying to look for something that may or may not help you. You're going to risk your life, your health, your brain, your memories. For what? And what's clear is no one really knows the long-term effects, problems with these drugs. Drugs have side effects, and many of them you simply don't want. So I'm cautioning you. But let me show you what the problem is. There's a vitamin out there that most of you probably have not heard of. It's called K2. Now, many of you have heard of K1. I'm not talking about K1. I'm talking about K2. Oh, yeah, and I did a lot of research, and I tried it. I stopped it, and now I'm retrying it again. And I mean, there's a lot of research on this. And what does it do? It directs the calcium, for example, in your blood to where it really needs to go in your bones and your teeth, primarily your bones. But then I asked myself, okay, I go to a vitamin store. I'm not going to mention the name. Let me back up. First, I went to a grocery store and then a pharmacist looking for K2 and actually MK7. I'm not going to get into the details of it. Couldn't find it. I really looked and looked. Couldn't find it. So I went into one of these places in a next to a pharmacy and a grocery store. And they had it. Not cheap, but not real expensive either. I'm just saying it's not your multivitamin. And I truly believe that if you eat a proper diet, and that's a big if, you don't really need supplements. Now, what most people do is they can't satisfy the if. The vitamins, minerals, nutrients that you need, if you're eating properly, you should all find in your diet. You shouldn't need supplements at all. But some people play it safe. And by playing it safe, what do? They have a multivitamin, multimineral, 0.1. And most people take that. And together with omega 3 and 6, I take that as well. But I was having a problem with muscle cramps. I don't have it now, but I was having a serious problem with it. And the more I dug into it, I came to the conclusion that I needed both vitamin D3 and vitamin K2 to take the calcium that's in my blood and redirect it into bones and teeth, and take the calcium that forms as plaque out of my arteries, again, to put it in the bones or teeth, primarily bones. Now, the problem I had, and many of you will have, especially listening to YouTube videos, do you trust these people? Many of them have, how should I say, they're well-credentialed. They have the degrees. I'm talking doctor, MDs, medical doctors from the leading universities, and they are very much promoting vitamin K2. The research has been done over the years, and it's not that it hasn't been known, but it's more recent discovery, I guess is the best way to say it. And that's why I wasn't finding it at my local grocery store. I wasn't finding it at the pharmacy. You really have to go either online or go to a place that specializes in supplements. But again, if you have a proper diet, you shouldn't need any of these supplements. But that's the big if. And given the problem I was having with the cramps, I said K2 and D3 together with a multivitamin and fish oil, that's what I'm going to do. Play it safe and watch my diet, watch my exercise. But it also gets back to the trust issue. How do you know that's what's in that vitamin pill? First is really what they say it is. I have no way of determining that. Oh, the labels are really clear, and if you're buying it from a corporation that has many stores, it's in their interest to make sure whoever they're getting this from is selling the real thing. But again, is it for real? Could it be just colored liquid in this gel? And they're not cheap. They're not expensive, but it's not a penny. Put it that way. That's probably a better way to say it. So I'm convinced that K2, most people would need, especially if you're obese, especially if you're overweight, because you don't want plaque building up in your arteries. And calcium is the culprit. So you want the calcium to be going to where it's needed, and that is in the bone, not in, not as part of plaque buildup. Now let's compare the two. Many of these smart drugs are sold as a supplement, and supplements are not really regulated. And you can't make a medical claim. And sort of that's how they skirt the law. They're not making any medical claim. There is some science for sure, especially in vitamins, and people have written books on it, and there's a lot of YouTube videos. I feel relatively safe taking vitamin D3 and K2 together. And the proof long term is what effect it has on your body. Now, I should say, I'm not giving medical advice. You should go to your doctor if you have the problems I had. The problem there is many doctors have very little coursework in nutrition and diet and nutrients. Oh, they might know some of the biochemistry and all that. You need to use common sense. You need to be careful. You need to be prudent about this. You need to check it out. You need to do due diligence. And don't rely on how persuasive a person can be. Because many of these people are trying to sell you stuff. Some aren't, but many are. Do I think it's a miracle drug? No. I think vitamin K2 is simply not known by the general public. It should be. There's one person in the store, they were having a sale, but I wasn't impressed with the sale. They only had two bottles of K2, and I asked, well, do many people come here and ask for K2? He says, well, we have an automatic inventory system, and everything's tied in, so when you buy these two, they'll send us another two. And the reason I bring it up, I was at the same place, four or five months ago, and again, they only had two bottles of it. And the sale was buy three, get the fourth one free. Well, I said, well, how can I buy three when you only have two? I guess what I'm trying to say is before you put anything in your body, especially drugs, vitamins, minerals, first ask your question, does it work? And two, do you really need it? Because if you're eating properly, in terms of your diet, you get all the vitamins and minerals you need and your nutrients you need. You also need water, and you shouldn't need any of this. But after quickly saying that, with 70% of the American people being either overweight or obese, with 40% being obese, it's obviously that the American people are not eating properly and probably are not getting all their vitamins and minerals, either too much of some and too little of another. So you got to be careful. I guess that's the bottom line. Don't be fooled. There are people out there that'll take your money, but we're talking about your own health and how substances that put in your body can adversely affect it. And I thought smart drugs, nootropics together with vitamin K2 are an interesting example. On one, I wouldn't touch nootropics with a 10-foot pole. On the other, yeah, I'll try K2 with D3, two vitamins. And yeah, I'm sort of experimenting too. What's the effect on my body? But I know that it's not good for my arteries to build up plaque from calcium. And hopefully K2 will put the calcium where it really belongs, in my bones and teeth, not as plaque in my arteries. Take the calcium that's in the plaque out of my arteries and put it in my bones and teeth. And hopefully that's the long-range outcome. But it's up to you. And I dare say most people have never heard of K2. If they have, many of them confuse it with K1. K1 and K2 are completely separate categories of this vitamin. And even of K2, they're different types. So you need to do your research, you need to do your homework, and that's what I always say. You need to make up your own mind. I give you references, I give you places to go to get information, but you need to continue doing it. Keep an open mind, and as we learn more about cognitive enhancers, smart drugs, memory enhancers, as well as K2, only you can be the judge, but be careful. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.